Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The center fielder, Felix Macchioas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Heinz Becker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Macchioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tebbets for a passed ball. Conway moves to second. Felix Macchioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioas strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tebbets for a passed ball. Hegan moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macchioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioas is 0 for 1 in the game. Macchioas hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner bunts towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keltner for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up towards first. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conway hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 0-for-2 in the game. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the mound. Trout settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein scores. Webb moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Washdell pinch hits for Bob Feller. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Case for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbein strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conway strikes out. One out. Bob Swift now catching. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0-for-3 in the game. Macioas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-3 in the game. Becker is hit by the pitch. Edwards moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Boudreau strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.